You can't hear me if the mic is muted. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Yeah Yucca, where I cover culture, conspiracy, carnivore, and Christ consciousness. Today, I want to first off thank everybody for coming on here and joining me for another episode. If you like my episodes, hit that subscribe and that like button. It really helps me grow when you do that, and it's free for you to try to do that as well. So I'd really appreciate you guys being here. And today I want to go over some fasting tips and just some things that I've learned about fasting. Now, I am not an expert on fasting. I'm not saying that I'm coming on here knowing absolutely every single thing about fasting. I am no way a fasting expert, but I will say that I have been experienced. I do have experience with fasting for, I don't know, possibly maybe about 5 years, 5 or 6 years. I never thought that I would be able to fast when I was eating a standard American diet, or even when I was eating paleo. I had to eat all day, like multiple meals. I was constantly hungry, especially when I was plant-based. And I eventually started being able to do fasting after I started carnivore. My body finally got fed all the proper nutrients that it needed and was capable of going without eating for several hours. And I just naturally started not being hungry, and I was able to fast more just because of the food that I ate was different. And so fasting is something that is really cool because it can have physical and spiritual benefits to it. And so I just wanted to kind of cover both sides of that spectrum in regards to fasting, because although it can be beneficial physically, it can also be beneficial spiritually if you allow it to be, or if you, you know, set it to be that way. And I wanted to talk about it because I'm going to attempt to be doing a fast. I was thinking about starting today, but I'm going to go on a really long walk later, and it's going to be out in the sun, and so I'm going to be a little bit active. So I'm just going to kind of play it by ear. If I don't start the fast today, I'll definitely start it tomorrow. And if I do eat today, I'm going to be making sure that I eat really nutrient dense foods in order to prepare for my fast, which is something that I think not enough people really talk about preparing for a fast. People think that you just kind of start fasting and that's it, and there's nothing to it. And in a way, yes, you can just start fasting without preparing or knowing anything about it. But you know, if you want to do it in the best possible way that you can, then you definitely don't want to just jump straight into fasting. You definitely want to do some preparation and maybe even some research, just kind of that way you know exactly what you're getting into, and some recommendations. And so I'll be going over all that stuff today. So I'm going to start with the physical aspect of fasting. So some of the benefits I have written down here, and there's definitely way more than this. This was just the ones that came to mind. Some of the benefits, physical benefits of fasting include insulin resistance, fat loss, memory improvement. It slows aging. It's a good just general reset for your body and digestive system. And it can also reduce inflammation. My favorites from that list is the memory improvement and anti-aging for sure. I can definitely say that fasting has really helped me a lot with my memory improvement. And, you know, and it's so crazy to think that even when you're eating nutrient dense foods, you know, you think that your mind is as sharp as it possibly can be because you're getting all the healthy fats, all the good, all the red meat and all the nutrients from your food. But then you try including fasting and then you realize that you actually can have a sharper mind and think a lot more quickly when you're fasting. Just because you're eating a good nutrient dense foods every day doesn't mean that you can't see the benefits from fasting. And so I think everybody should definitely include some form of fasting in their life, even if it's not on a regular basis. I think, you know, it's just really good to have your body have that extra time to rest and digest and relax and have that time to restore and repair all the damage that's caused by absolutely everything, because we are constantly being attacked, not just by our food, but on the radio, on TV, in our music. There are so many things that are attacking our body that we don't even realize is putting our body and our mental health under stress every single day. And so fasting is a really good tool to implement to help strengthen your body, help strengthen your spirit, and just an overall beneficial thing to try out. And so I really wanted to cover all these topics on fasting because I think it's really good for everybody to try it out. You know, and there's different ways to go about fasting. There's different types of fasting. You can do intermittent fasting, which, you know, you just only eat for a small window of the day. Typically, it's like an 8-hour window. And, you know, it can vary from person to person, the eating window that you want to have. But intermittent fasting, I think, is like a really good way to start easing into it, where you don't have to do much preparation, if any, to start intermittent fasting. You know, you can just basically start having an early dinner and then having a later breakfast. And that's a really good, easy way to just kind of slowly ease into intermittent fasting. I would say that's probably how I started fasting, was with intermittent fasting. You know, you have dinner at 5 o'clock and then you're waking up. I usually wake up early. So, and then I'd wake up at 5 or 6 in the morning, and then I wouldn't eat until 10 a.m. or so. So that's like 17 hours or something like that fasting. So that's a really easy way to get going with intermittent fasting. And then there is also just longer fasts. And you can go anywhere from 24 hours and up. I remember when I first started doing 20-hour fasts, I felt really good. I felt super energized, and I've never really been a big coffee drinker. I love coffee. I just don't drink it every day, and I don't rely on it for energy. And I remember when I was regularly doing 24-hour fasts, I had like my energy was through the roof, as if I had been drinking lots of coffee. And so the intermittent fasting, or just fasting in general, can help you with your energy as well, and give you stable energy throughout the day, which is really cool. You know, a majority of people experience that crash in the middle of the day, which is like, for me, it's not a part of my life, but it's a part of a majority of people's lives. And a lot of people get that afternoon crash at 3 p.m. or so. And, you know, and if you incorporate fasting more into your life, you're more than likely not going to experience those crashes, because you will have insulin resistance, so your sugar won't crash as hard, and you literally get depressed when your sugar crashes. Like, just like, I mean, like your body is like in a lower state, low energy, all that stuff. And so that's why you get slowed down a lot. And so incorporating fasting is just really good for that as well. And then other types of fasts are, you can like fast from a specific type of food. Like, you know, I'm not going to eat fast food for a week or whatever, which, you know, I think is a really good thing for people to do if you normally eat fast food. I will say I do go through one drive-through, which is P. Terry's. It's a local burger place here. And they do all natural meats. It's one of the very few restaurants that I trust with their ingredients. Although I will say I do need to reach back out to them and just make sure that all their sourcing is the same as when I first reached out to them several years ago. But I will go through the P. Terry's at drive-through. I typically only get burger patties in a boat, though. So I'm not getting like the fries or the soda or, you know, anything like that. I'll get like burger patties in a boat, or I'll get them in a lettuce wrap. So, you know, I still try to keep it pretty clean, even when I'm eating junk food. I will go there sometimes. I will admit it. But so like a fast food fast, or I know some people do like no fried foods or no pork or no meat, no red meats. I know that's a big thing too sometimes. And then some other types of fasts that have nothing to do with food are actually like, you can fast from music. You can also fast from people, you know, and try to just like kind of get your own space and spend time with God during this people fast. You can also do like, if you have a sin that you're struggling with, you know, or even like gossiping or gluttony or being lazy, you can try to do a fast with those things. Like, you know, if you're doing a lazy fast, like, you just try to pack your schedule with all kinds of activities and things that you should do, and then you actually enact on it. And then that can help you break your laziness. Cursing, you can try to fast from cursing. I have a big thing with the words that you say, like, and because words, the spelling, it's called spelling for a reason. The words you say matter. They have weight to them. You can literally create things by the words that you say. You can build someone up just with words, and you can break somebody down with words. And so I made the decision to try not to curse as much several years ago, when I learned that, when I learned the weight of the words that we say. Because I didn't want to be cursing all the time. I didn't want to live a cursed life. I didn't. And, you know, a lot of times, even though we don't intend curse words to have a negative connotation, they do, you know, and they're called curse words. They're not called blessed words. So, you know, you definitely, or I definitely, I'll still curse. I'm human. I'm not saying I'm perfect, that I never curse, but it is very rare for me to curse. And so I made the decision to, you know, take note of how often I was cursing. I tried to cut back on the cursing. also, you know, I was starting my, I eventually started my femininity journey, and ladies just, ladies don't curse. It's not very ladylike. And if, you know, if you're trying to exude that sort of appearance of being a feminine soft woman, cursing all the time like a sailor is definitely not going to match up with that. And so that was another thing that helped me stay on track with not cursing. And, you know, and it's just, it does have a negative energy attached to it. All the curse words do. And, you know, you can say what you want, but these are my beliefs. And so that's why I'm sharing that. And so I think curse words are a lot heavier than people realize. And, you know, and you never notice like a really happy person that curses all the time. I just want to say that. Most of the people that are cursing all the time aren't really happy with their lives or with most situations that happen to them, or, you know, they don't like their job or where they live or the person they're with and all this stuff. And so that's one thing that that came to mind, that I've never really noticed a really, really happy person that curses all the time, like a sailor, like literally every other word is a curse word. And, you know, and a lot of people curse all the time. Like it's become so normal. I remember the first time I said a curse word, I think I was like in middle school, and I was just like so excited to be cool and say a curse word and all that stuff. And so I just think it's funny that I've come around in full circle where I try not to curse as much as possible. And so, you know, fasting can also include things like that. Like it does not have to be involved with food or cutting food out. You know, it can be other things like that. You know, if you have problems with drugs or alcohol or gossiping or lying, I don't know. There's all kinds of things that, you know, we each have our own problems, and you know, myself included. And that's actually why I wanted to start this fast, is because I'm having some personal issues, and I'm trying to make some big changes in my life. And so I've actually never done a spiritual centered fast. And so it's always been just a physical fast, just trying to reset my body, just because I ate too much garbage and I felt like garbage. And so I wanted to do a fast to like make up for it or to heal from it or to lose the weight from it or all whatever reason. It's always been a physical, physical reason why I have been doing fasts the last several years. And so I have some changes that I want to make personally within myself. And so I thought that this fast would be a really great way to just kind of kickstart that. And I don't really have a set time of how long I want to do this fast. I'm aiming for a minimum of 3 days, but you know, I really wanted to make some big changes. And so I'm going to let God guide me on this fast and see how that goes. And I plan to come out a new person after this, which, you know, is another really big reason why fasting for spiritual reasons is really important too. It's just kind of like, it's a good way to sacrifice a part of your worldly self to God. And, you know, you're giving up these earthly things that we're, you know, supposed to need. And we're putting all of our faith and hope and dependence on God instead. And, you know, I think it's just a really, really cool way to kind of just, it also helps you like seek God's guidance. It's also really good for humility, and it's very humbling as well to fast. And it's also good for like, especially, well, I guess just with anything, it's good for freedom. It really helps with freedom, especially if, you know, you're cutting out something specific that you're fasting from. Like if there's a sin or a specific, even like a food, like I'm not going to eat sugar, you know, and because a lot of people don't realize that they are addicted to sugar. And I even knew that I was addicted to sugar, and I was like proud of my sugar addiction when I ate a standard American diet. But sugar addiction is a real thing. And so when you choose to fast from sugars or specific things that you might feel like you're addicted to, or you feel like you just are in a hold of this thing, like this thing has a hold of you, when you choose to fast from that, it literally frees you from those chains. It literally frees you from that addiction, and it only will make you stronger in the end, giving you a better capability of saying no to that in the future. And so that's one thing that I just think is really cool. Because, you know, a lot of people just think about food when they're fasting, but there is so much more tied to it. And, you know, we have a lot of stories in the Bible as well that talk about fasting. So, you know, that it's good and it's something that God wants us to do. And so, like I was saying earlier, I just think fasting is something that is really important for everybody to try out. And I do want to say also that, fasting is totally different for men and women. So like I said, I'm not an expert on this, but I do follow a couple experts online that talk about this stuff. And so, you know, I'm just kind of sharing what I've heard with them and with a little bit of my experience. I know I have mentioned her before a lot on here, but Dr. Mindy Pelz, P-E-L-Z, she has a book called How to Fast Like a Girl. And she goes over all the important details about that stuff, but I will give you just kind of like a short little my version snippet of it. So men have a 24-hour cycle. Men are capable of fasting any which way you want, any time of day, however long you want. Your cycle is just always on repeat, 24 hours a day. So men, you know, you don't have to worry about as much as when and how or what kind of fast you do, as far as the physical aspect goes. So men can just fast. You can do intermittent fast every day for the rest of your life. You can do random 24-hour fast once a week or once a month or whatever have you, three days, whatever. Do 40 days. You know, you can fast and you don't have to worry about messing up your cycle or your hormones or your energy or your mood and all that stuff. So men, have at it, fast away. Women, well, God made us very, very complicated, and it is not so easy for women to just jump into fasting without a chance of destroying your adrenal glands and your hormones and all sorts of negative side effects. And I actually was unfortunate enough, or I guess you could say fortunate since I learned, but I did experience a time when I was doing those 24-hour fasts regularly that I mentioned earlier. I did experience adrenal fatigue. I did experience, I look back at pictures of myself when I was doing that, and I was like sickly looking. I'm not even going to lie. And although I felt super amazing, I was like super duper skinny. I like had really tiny arms. Like my body was super tiny, skinny. Like my face was like, I don't want to say deathly looking, but you could tell that I was just like, I don't want to say malnourished either. I looked fairly healthy, but I look pictures of myself back then, and I just did not look my best. But I was tired. I was tired all the time. Although I would get like good bursts of energy, I would overexert myself at the gym as well. And I was going to the gym like 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. And it just got really crazy. And so I eventually learned that I was fasting too much and all the time, which is not good for a woman's hormones. So our cycle, women typically have a 28 to 30 day cycle. You know, if you're off a day or two on that, that's totally normal for women as well. But a healthy woman will have a 28 day cycle on average. And so the best times to fast are basically day one when you start your menstrual cycle, and leading up to ovulation, you can do like intermittent fasting and maybe 24-hour day fasting. And then the closer you get to ovulation, the longer the fast you can do. And so once you've passed ovulation, for women, stop fasting, because our bodies need more nutrition more calories because we are literally shedding our uterine lining. And that takes a lot of work for our bodies to do that. And so we have to load up. And that's why women leading up to our periods, that's why we get so hungry. It's because our body needs it. Like, that's why we get so tired, is because our body literally needs the rest. And so I've been focusing on living my life with my cycle and trying to match things up with where I am in my cycle, and knowing that I get to rest leading up to my period. It's just like, just takes a load of stress off my shoulders. And, you know, and it's nice knowing that I get to treat myself to the rest that my body needs. Not that, not just the rest that I want, but like I need it. And so, you know, being able to give your body the things that it needs is really important. And so after ovulations leading up to our menstrual cycle, we cannot be afraid of eating, ladies. Like, seriously, I actually look forward to this time because I'm like, oh, I get to just eat as much as I want. And sometimes I struggle eating enough. So I like have to force myself to eat enough. And so, you know, because I want to make sure I'm getting enough protein. And so you definitely want to load up on the good fats, the red meats, you know, have all the eggs. I know a lot of women typically crave chocolate leading up to their menstrual cycle because they are actually, you're actually craving magnesium. And that's why a lot of people crave chocolate, is because your body needs magnesium. And I will say that chocolate is not really the best source of magnesium. So definitely supplement with magnesium. You know, if you want to eat the chocolate, that's fine, but don't use it as an excuse for a source of magnesium. I definitely recommend supplementing with magnesium. I always overload myself with magnesium around that time of the month because I feel better when I do that. And so definitely eat up before then, and your cycle, you will be good. And then once your cycle starts, then you can start fasting again. And so it's definitely good information to know, because it's not really talked about a lot. I would say Dr. Mindy Pels is probably like the main person that you can go and search, research stuff about how to, about fasting with your cycle. You know, and so there's a lot of information out there about fasting and the benefits of fasting and why it's good to be fasting. But there's not a lot of information on how a woman should be fasting differently from a man should. And so I definitely just wanted to cover that information because I know a lot of people don't really know that. And so I just want to help. I'm here to help you guys be aware of that. And ever since I started fasting with my cycle, it has been a game changer. Like, it's so funny because I'm like, oh, I'm not really hungry. And then I like to see where I'm at in my cycle. I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense why I'm not hungry. I haven't been hungry all day. And, you know, and it's because it's that time of month where I'm not hungry. I can do fasts. And since I do feed my body the proper nutrition, that I'm able to just naturally fast without even realizing that it's the time of the month for me to fast. And so over, you know, and every month it just gets easier and easier. And so I just wanted to go over that. But yeah, Dr. Mindy Pels, she has a lot of really good information in regards to that. And then I do want to go over some tips as well if you do want to fast. Now, like I was saying, the intermittent fasting, you don't really need to do that much preparation for, especially if you already eat a fairly clean diet. You can just kind of jump into intermittent fasting. You know, you don't really need to do any preparation. You can even eat like garbage and do intermittent fasting, and you will see some benefits. So, but you know, if you want to live the best life that you can, then you definitely want to prepare for any kind of fast that you're doing. And if you follow my page, you are probably a believer in God. And so always starting your fast with intention and prayer is a really big step, and it'll just kind of help set you up for success. And definitely matching prayer with action is such a powerful tool that a lot of people don't understand or realize how powerful pairing action with prayer is. And then you add another layer on top of that with fasting. It's like offering a sacrifice to God on top of that. on, you know, and it's just like it's a really good, powerful, magical combination that I think a lot of people should be utilizing a lot more in life if you want to live your best life and serve God in the best of your ability. So definitely that's a good first step. And then if you do plan to do any kind of fast, obviously you want to eat nutrient dense foods beforehand. But if you do plan to do a longer fast, like 3 days or longer, I definitely recommend trying to load up on nutrient dense foods like the whole week leading up to that. So that's kind of what I've been doing the past few days, just kind of making sure that I'm eating enough food. I feel like I probably didn't eat enough yesterday to start my fast today. So that's why I'm saying I might not start it today. I might start it tomorrow. But we'll just see where God leads me. So eating nutrient-dense foods the week leading up to your extended fast is very key. And I've noticed that it does make it a lot easier for me in my experience. And so some nutrient-dense foods that you want to load up on are red meat, literally whatever red meat, hamburgers, steaks, you know, whatever. Red meat, load up on that. Butter, grass-fed butter is the best, of course. I know there is a lot of hate on Kerrygold still going around because there's lots of misinformation going around, even on these cleaner products. So it's big in the keto and carnivore community too, that people are attacking Kerrygold. But lo and behold, I did the research for you guys. I reached out to Kerrygold. I don't have like a picture or anything to show you. I can share with you later, but I have the screenshot from the email and from their website and all that stuff. And so there is nothing wrong with Kerrygold or the wrapping that they use. People were saying, I think it was like BPA in the wrapper or something that was leaching into the butter. They have since removed that wrapper. They have a cleaner wrapper now. Kerrygold is like one of the highest quality butters that you can get across the nation. And so it's just, you know, if you can get grass-fed butter from a local farmer, that's amazing. Or, you know, if you have access to like an Amish community, I know they have really good butter too. And so, but Kerrygold is just a really good nutrient dense butter. I love the flavor, the unsalted, it's like a special cultured butter, which a lot of people don't know about, but the company informed me of. And so it is a cultured butter, and that's why it has the flavor is like so good. And that's why it's soft a little bit too, coming straight out of the fridge. But load up on your red meat, load up on eggs, even the egg yolks. That stuff is such a nutritional powerhouse. It is insane. And then butter, all the good fats like coconut oil, avocados, you know, and if you eat carbs or whatever, like eat the whole nutrient dense foods, eat your sweet potatoes or your fruits or, you know, whatever, what have you. But definitely want to make sure that you're not loading up on processed foods, not a lot of lean meats. You know, I'm not saying don't eat any lean meat, just don't load up on lean meat. Don't eat, you know, chicken breast all week thinking, chicken breast and sweet potato all week thinking that you're preparing for your fast when in reality, like you're not. Sweet potatoes and chickens are not going to sustain you. And so you definitely want to make sure you're eating foods that are going to help you sustain you. And, will have a longer term of the calories will last you a longer term. And so nutrient dense foods are where it's at in preparing for your fast. And, you know, you definitely want to like stay away from drinking alcohol leading up to your fast. You want to make sure, you know, you're staying fairly clean and make sure like, and you might even want to stuff yourself just a little bit, not like uncomfortably stuff yourself, but just eat a little bit more than you normally would just to make sure that you have enough energy and that you're not going to hurt yourself leading up to an extended fast. Now, some tips for during your fast. The main one I want to say is electrolytes. Electrolytes are the most important thing about fasting. You want to make sure that you get enough electrolytes. We are the salt of the earth. Like we literally need salt. And salt is in the Bible. So you want to make sure that you are incorporating electrolytes, even if it's not just salt, like you can get the electrolyte powders, the flavored ones or the non-flavored ones. There's all different kinds out there. I definitely would recommend to stay away from ones with sugar in them, just because that kind of defeats the purpose of having good insulin resistance if you're doing fasting for health benefits. So I would try to stick with unsweetened ones or ones sweetened with stevia, so it doesn't mess with your blood sugar that much when you're fasting. And so definitely incorporating electrolytes is a must. It will help you last longer on your fast. It will help reduce cravings. I know some people, I can't really do this, but I know some people in like the keto community, they will get the Redmond salt, like the bigger pieces, and they'll just like crunch on it like a snack or something when they're fasting. And like I said, like it does reduce your hunger cravings. So some people just have to have like something to chew on, and so they would chew on the salt. I can't really do that, but you know, I will take salt. I'll take it like a pill. And you want to just continuously supplement with electrolytes, whatever form you prefer, and keep up on your electrolytes, because it will really help you so much. Some negative side effects that you can have during fasting are like headaches, and that is usually due to dehydration. And so that is why I say that supplementing with electrolytes is really important. And basically just making sure that you drink enough water. There's another type of fast, which is called a dry fast, which I absolutely think is really great, but I would not recommend it for beginners, and I would not recommend doing it for extended periods of time. Even in the Bible, there aren't super long dry fasts in the Bible. And so, you know, you definitely want to be smart with your fasting. You don't want to overdo it, whether you're a man or a woman. You know, you want to make sure that you're getting the proper nutrients. And in between fasts also. And, you know, you want to make sure that you are just not overextending yourself and that you're doing it safely. If you're fasting all the time and, you know, and then you feel great for a little while, but then you start, let's say, for example, losing your hair or start having acne or start having a bloated belly and you're wondering why, well, definitely take a look at how often you are fasting, especially for women. I know hair loss is a really big thing that can happen, especially if you're over 30. If you're fasting way too much, hair loss can definitely happen. So it's something that you need to be aware of and be careful with. You definitely can do too much of anything. And so fasting is can definitely be one of them. So practice safe fasting. And, you know, just to make sure you stay in optimal health. And I don't want anybody coming after me saying that they started losing their hair because they started fasting. So these are just my thoughts and recommendations. But preparing for a fast, key, especially if you want to do a longer fast. And then I will go over a little bit about after you finish your fast, because when you finish your fast, you don't want to just go jump in and start eating cake or fast food or all the things that you've been missing from fasting. And so definitely start with foods that are a little bit lighter on the digestion. Usually eggs or bone broth are a really good thing to break your fast with. Maybe even like some fruit could be a really good thing to break your fast with, because you just don't want to overload your system with all these hard to digest foods or foods that it's gonna take a lot of work and put a toll on your body. So definitely when you are ending your fast, don't just like start gorging on food. It could have a negative reaction as far as health goes. And so eggs and broth are really good option. Even like you could do like an egg drop soup. And I love egg drop soup. It's so easy to make too. You literally just bring the broth to a simmer and you have whisked eggs on the side and you just like stir them in to the broth, and then voila, you literally have egg drop soup. It's so good. And so breaking your fast with soft to digest, easy to digest foods is the last step in ensuring you have a you have set yourself up for a good fast. And like I said, I'm not an expert, but this is just from my experience and from what I've learned researching other experts on this topic. And I wanted to share it with you guys because it is a part of my life and it is something that I'm going to incorporate this week and try to do an extended fast. And so if any of you guys want to join me on this fast, shoot me a comment or a message down below. You know, maybe the more people we have, the more successful we can be at this fast. But yeah, like I said, I'm trying to fast for 3 days. We'll see. I've done 3-day fast before. I've done them a few times over the past few years. They're definitely not very easy, but this is my first spiritual fast. So if you guys have any tips also, or if you guys just want to say a prayer for me, I would really appreciate it to make sure that my fast goes successful. I definitely could use your prayers on this one for sure. But it can be really, it can be kind of nerve-wracking going into a fast, not especially if you don't have experience with it. Just know that even if you fail from your fast, you can always try again the next day. It's definitely a long process to get the hang of it. And also just kind of to change your mind, knowing that it's going to be okay if you don't eat for 24 hours. You know, and I can know that can be a really scary thing, especially if you have trauma tied up with that. Like, you know, I know some people, I have some friends that, and probably myself included too, but well, you can have trauma as a kid, like, not having enough food or something like that. And so like when you grow up, then you always, you're like overeating or something like that. And so, you know, I know there's things that can be tied to traumatic things that can be tied to that. And you can be scared of like, oh, well, you might feel like you have to eat for whatever reason. But you know, it's going to be okay. Just remind yourself it's going to be okay. And, you know, you always have God to lean on because, he is capable of all things. And so reminding yourself of that, knowing that it's going to be okay. And people do fasting all the time. You will survive without eating after several hours. It might not be easy, but I promise there's lots of benefits to fasting. It's so easy. You can just literally, even the curated Google results will tell you how beneficial fasting is for you. So I wanted to go over all those tips and tricks with you guys. And I want to thank you guys again so much for joining me on my episode. It really means a lot for me for you guys to jump on here and join me, especially on the live stream. And I appreciate you guys coming in on the comments too. It really helps me grow as well if you hit that subscribe and like button. And it also helps me when you go to my sponsor link, which is yekka.gold. And if you follow this page or anything that I post, you will know that it is a good idea to stack gold and silver because you just never know what's going to happen in the future. And gold and silver is real money that you can always rely on. So you can easily get stacking using my gold yekka, using my link, gold. And we have subscription packs that get mailed to you on a monthly basis. And they're really cool because they all get gold backs. They all get really cool pieces. And every month we're trying to do something different in there. And it really helps me out and it helps the show out when you guys go to my link, yekka.gold. And I want to thank you guys again so much for joining me. I will see y'all next week. Bye.